I made my student come inside me on graduation day. I'm a tenured professor and I have two rules. One, I don't fuck students. Two, I don't spend time with male students alone. TM knew this, he had been my student for at least the past 2 years. He was one of my best students, involved his own extracurricular activities, too busy to date. He was a handsome young man, bright eyes, beautiful skin, curly brown hair, glasses, and well-dressed. On graduation day, everyone's in the college building. Students are showing their parents around the school, taking pictures, professors meeting parents. TM called out to me to meet his parents. I told them how much of a good student he was and how bright his future is going to be. I glanced over at him as I finished speaking, lingering a little longer. I was going to miss having him in class. I excused myself to grab something from my office. I was unaware that TM followed me as I went up the 3 sets of stairs up to my office. It can make you go out of breath. He was staring at my legs, trying to catch a glimpse, trying to figure out if I was wearing stockings or tights under my skirt. I opened my office, leaving the door open, unaware that TM snuck, closing and locking the door behind him. Bent over, I'm trying to find something. When I back up, I gasp, surprised to find TM behind me, bumping him right on his hard cock. I'm too surprised to say anything, but in TM's eyes, you can tell that he's been waiting for this moment all year, maybe even longer. Who knows how long he had been waiting. He thought I wouldn't fuck a student, but he's not a student anymore. He leaned in to kiss me, and I didn't stop him. But I didn't react immediately. He continues to kiss me, trailing down on my neck, trying to warm me up. He gets closer, I felt his cock against me. I start to kiss him back. This surprised him, because I was a good kisser, way better than a, presumably, virgin. I pecked him back, then sucked on his tongue, then dragged my tongue along his open mouth, going down his strong jawline, then his neck, which was covered in goosebumps. I was a bad girl. You don't know how long I've waited for this, he managed to breathe out. There's no one else I'd rather lose my virginity to. I tried to argue with him, tried to say his parents are somewhere in the building, waiting for us. But I was too busy licking him down, prepping him for being licked somewhere else. His hands down from my waist to my thighs, trying to see if I had on tights or stockings. It was his lucky day, 'cause I was wearing stockings with a garter on. He glides his fingers up, trailing along my garter to my fat ass. He grabbed my ass with a hard grip and spanked me. I moaned, giving into it and kissed him hard. We made out, barely able to handle ourselves. We hear a noise outside that scares us. I immediately stop, scared even though the doors closed and locked. I think quickly and get down on my knees, I had to finish this before people started noticing that we were gone. I teased him a bit, rubbing my hands hard over his slacks. I dug through his pants and underwear, whipping out his dick. I bask in every moment, looking up at him, full eye contact as I give him one single long dick, from the balls to the tip of his dick before I dove in and gave him the sweetest kiss on his cock before I started deep-throating it, giving him a pleading look, begging for that cock. Even though I can handle it, I gagged and choked on that big dick of his so he can hear how sloppy I am, how far his cock is up my throat until he couldn't handle it. Somehow, he gained a sense of dominance and grabbed me by the hair so I would stop, spit and cum dribbling down my chin. I gasped for air. He made me get up and bend me over my own desk. He fucked the shit out of me, pounding this tight little pussy. He pumps in and out of me, an expression of pleasure and disbelief washed over him. He moves his hands from my waist to the peaks of my ass cheeks, completely indecisive on where to put his hands on me. I'm about to come. Where do you want it? He managed to get out. His dick accidentally slips out, and I take this opportunity to push him on the floor so no one else see, even though my windows were uncovered. I got on top of him, my ass clapping against his thighs, fucking him fast and hard. Wait, I hear him say, begging. I'm gonna come. Stop. You're gonna make me come. I paused, still on top with him still inside of me. I was leaning against him, the tip of his dick just sticking out of my tight pussy for him to stare at, confusing him even more. I quickly processed my options. I already knew that I was on birth control. My chances of getting pregnant was low at my age anyway. I gave him a determined look and circled my hips around his cock. Still making eye contact with me, his eyes rolled to the back of his head. "You're coming inside me," I said firmly, as I reinserted myself inside of him. I pumped his cock inside of me while he watched my pussy go in and out, wrapping my pussy lips tight around him. "Oh fuck," he moaned, full of virginal passion. I took this a cue to squeeze my pussy even harder. He watched first cream pie right before his eyes. I slowly lifted my pussy off of him, still on top of him. His sweet cum released and dripped out of me. As the cherry on top, I swept his sweet cum off of my pussy, licking it sweet and slow along my lips so he would have something to remember me by.